Tosfos Mai Beinayu, right? Okay, we have Rabba and Rava, two different reasons for the takana of the Mishnah b'fani necha b'fani nechta. Rabba's reason ain't b'kim l'shma. Rava's reason ain't edim singa kaimo. Three nafgamina stated in the Gemara, whether, well, according to Rabba or Rava, when you have to say and not have to say. Ask Tosfos, beginning part of Tosfos, l'matzi l'meim ha-moloch ika b'nai. So basically, the nafgamina and Gemara have to do with two of the three, at least, are situations where you have no need for b'fani according to Rava, and you do according to Rabba, right? In other words, Rabba has a concern of Lishma, so therefore, Asfil Beitrei would still need the third Nafgamina, Ba'osa Medina would still need, according to Rabba, not, but the second Nafgamina is the other way around. The second Nafgamina is the Medina Medina Beretz Yisrael, where, according to Rabba, at this point, the Gemara assumes it's Enshios Mitzuyos, so you would need to say b'fanai, but according to Rabba, everyone knows Lishma, and therefore you don't have to say b'fanai. So Tosfos, another nafgamina that would be similar to the middle nafgamina, right? That means to say that for Rabba you would not need to say b'fanai, and for Rabba you would. What is that? That's the case of Molech. How does Molech get into the Mishnah? So who mentions Molech in the Mishnah? The Chachamim, right? A few lines into the Mishnah. Chacham om ein tzach shiyomar b'fanai l'nechdam el ha-mevim din sayam b'ha-molech. Now, let's, for ourselves, think about Molech. Molech means Me'er Yisrael Medina Sayyam. So as far as the consideration of Rava is concerned, so it shouldn't matter which direction, because either way, there are no people traveling either direction. And therefore, for Rava, it's understood that Molech needs to say B'fana. According to Rava, at first glance, right, it would seem, since you're coming from Eretz Yisrael, and everyone in Eretz Yisrael knows Lishma, there's no concern of Lishma. And therefore, for Rabba, it would seem that you should not have to say b'fanai. So before knowing any Gemara that we're going to see later on, just on our own, realize what Tosfos is getting at. Seemingly, there's a nafgamina in the case of Molech. Do you have to say b'fanai or not? According to Rabba, what's the answer? No. Because it became Lishma. According to Rabba, yes. But in order to understand what Tosfos is about to say, we have to know the Gemara later on, which we didn't learn yet, but I'm going to stop, you took a peek already. And that is the following. The Gemara is going to bring this case and be medayik. So it sounds like the Tanakama, who didn't say anything about Molech, he always said maybe Medina Sayyam, would hold that Molech is different, doesn't have to say b'fanai. So that, the Gemara says, would be interesting. That means that supports Rabba. But then we have the Chachamim afterwards. So what do you do with the Chachamim who say Molech does have to say? So the way it comes down, the Gemara is as follows. And what about Rava? Rava certainly, right, according to Rava, so why would the Tanakama not say Molech? Chor is the same halacha. So why does the Gemara say like this? According to Rava, we'll speak it out, then we'll see in the Tosfos how it fits into Tosfos. According to Rava, there could very well be a machlokas between Tanakama and the Chachamim, as far as Molech is concerned. Fundamentally, what should be the din by Molech? Who should be right? The Tanakama leaves out Molech because Tanakama holds Molech doesn't have to say. Why not? Because they're Tisrael, so they know Lishma. So then where the Chachamim coming from? The answer is they make a Gzeira. Molech atu mevi. If we're not going to require by Molech, people are going to not always fulfill the Takana when they're supposed to from Medina Siyam Teret Tisrael. So it's a Gzeira. Tanakama doesn't make the Gzeira, the Chachamim do. This is according to Rabbi. That's his way of understanding it. There is a Machlokes. According to Rava, what are we going to do with Rava? According to Rava, it seems obvious that you have to say b'fanai. It doesn't matter which direction. Either way, it's ein edim tzvinu kaimo. Says the Gemara, you have to assume, therefore, according to Rava, that there indeed is no machlokas. When the Chachamim mention Molech, what are they doing in effect? They're being mefarish, the Tanakama left it out, didn't give us the full picture, the Chachamim come later and add what should have really been stated before, and everyone is on the same page. This is according to Rava. So now, for Tosfos to ask his kasha, that this should be a nafgamina, so now let's figure out. Again, we'll speak it outside, then we'll see it inside. If you hold that, according to Rava, we say for sure, there's no machlokas, so you have to say b'fanai. What are we asking? But according to Rava, it should be a nafgamina. According to Rava, you don't say b'fanai. Well, that depends. when is it a kasher according to Rabbah that we have a new nafka mina? If you make a gzeira, then it comes out whatever for different reasons. But the bottom line is this, they're both in agreement, right? That if you hold that there is a gzeira mocha to maybe, so then for that, for the shita of the chacham, in other words, so then Rabbah agrees that you have to say. The only question is going to be according to the Tanakhama of this machok. So this Tosis is going to zero in on and give the teretz. Says Tosis. Meaning, as we just spelled out, that according to Rabbah, you don't have to say b'fanai from Eretz Yisrael to Medina Sayyam, and according to Rabbah, you do. Says Tosis, no, it's not so simple. The Rabbah nami, l'rabbanan basroi, b'molich, tzorech lom fanech l'menechtam, d'gazvina molich atumevi. According to Rabbanan basroi, means the second, the Chachamim mentioned in the Mishnah later on, after the Tanakhama comes the Chacham Omrim and so on, and they say molich. So it comes out, even though it's a different reason, but the din is the same. It's not enough to mean. What about the Tanakhama l'fi Rabbah? Tanakhama is clearly holding that you don't have to say. Tanakhama nami, havi bechal, hadi armina, dika benai, b'medinam dina, b'eret Yisrael. In other words, you don't have to make it a separate nafkamina, because one nafkamina did you mention within Eretz Yisrael itself. And why did Rabbah say that you don't have to say the funai? Because everyone knows the Shema. So look, what are we saying now? From Eretz Yisrael to Medina Sayyam. It's the same point. Eretz Yisrael knows the Shema. So my nafkamina in Eretz Yisrael, Medina le Medina, or from Eretz Yisrael to Medina Sayyam, it's mamish the same nafkamina. It's the same logic, the same basic underlying principle, and therefore it's not warranting a separate case to be a separate nafkamina. Okay, so Parshat Shat, that's easy half of Tosis. Okay, Tosis continues. I have another suggestion. Let's provide another nafkamina as follows. V'hadalo kamar, get mikuyam ika benayu. How about this? If you get the shliach comes in the sayam and he brings a get that has a kiyam on it, meaning it has a henpik, it's already been authenticated, the kiyam already happened. And now, it should be very simple that according to Rabbah, what's the din according to Rabbah? Does he have to say b'fanai? No, because the whole reason b'fanai is to be able to respond to the possibility of the Baal B'ma'ar. And in this case, you have your kiyam already. So there's no need to have b'fanai. You have a get mikuyam. According to Rabbah, there's another issue, and that's the issue of lishma. So get mikuyam doesn't speak to that issue. So that should be a simple nafkamina. This is Tosis' question. And for Tosus, Mishum da Havi Bechlau, another type of answer of Havi Bechlau, one of the cases already mentioned, but in this case, it's going to be Bechlau, the first of the three. Bechlau es yua betre, the domi l'mikuyim. Now, to fully understand Tosus, why it's exactly like, or similar to es yua betre, we have to wait for the next Tosus. And Tosus, Mistama, has in mind his own pshat, that he's going to say with the riva, that it's tantamount to kiyim, you know it's not mezuyif, because the shluchim are going to say, we're shluchim, and we believe them, and therefore there's no chshaziyuf left anymore, no other possibilities could have be considered now, and therefore there's no reason to say b'fanai. So Tosis says, okay, so this is also that way, dami l'mekuyim, because you have your kiyim, so in that case it's dami l'mekuyim, this is mekuyim, so it's mamish ha'inuhach. The Ramban says it his own way, he doesn't directly draw the line between this and Siyur Beitrei, but he says it's fairly obvious. Let Koshkin derava lo tzarech, maybe he means if people understood it, Koshkin from the Siyur Beitrei, could be. He calls it a Koshkin, Tosis, Dami l'mekuyim. Okay, people are hacking exactly the nuances here. But okay, the point of Tosis is that the Nafkamina is correct, but it doesn't need to be stated, because it parallels that which we mentioned of Siyur Beitrei. Again, more details of Siyur Beitrei we will have to look at in the next Tosis. Okay, sounds simple, instant enough, but this is a kasha I mentioned where I hinted at yesterday, but I already made the, you can look inside, you'll see the kasha as mentioned by one of the classic achronim, Chanda Shlomo. Pass it around, take a minute. It's a small piece, it has a little star next to it, you'll see right away what it is. He raises a very interesting kasha, and I want to be able to delve into this kasha a little more because it really opens up maybe an interesting perspective. Okay, so wait another few seconds. It's going around, okay? This should be enough. Okay, take a look how he asked the kasha. Chenda Shlomo asks, Eini Maven. Who are din that matzil meimar Mikuyam Ika Beinayu. That according to Rabbah, you need to say Befanai, if the Shliach means to get Mikuyam. According to Rava, there's no need to Befanai. Okay, you could have said it, but it's Bechal, it's Yul Beitrei, as Tosis says, Dami Lu Mikuyam. Any maven, Lefum Biata, at first glance. Lefima de Isa Beshulchan Aruch, Choshen Mishpat, Simin Nevav. It's brought in Shulchan Aruch, Halacha, Dafilu Shtam Mikuyam, Sarach Kiyum Hadayanim. In other words, a Shtam Mikuyam needs Kiyum on the Kiyum. What does Kiyum mean? That there's a signature from the Dayanim under everything else, that we are ma'asher the signatures, we checked it out, and everything checks out. We had Edim that came or were made, either the same Edim, other Edim, or we were able to, however, whatever method of Kiyum was used, we are certifying the Shtar. The Shtar is hereby certified, the Shrinu Lekayiminu, signed Reuven Aid, Shimon Aid, and so on and so forth. This is what Kiyum is. But a Shtar Mikuyam needs Kiyum Adayanim. In other words, the same way Edim would come along and say, yes, that's my signature on the bottom of that star. So Dayan Ploni will have to come forward and test the fact that, yes, that is my signature as Dayan being Mikayim, that star. In other words, the Dayan would have to come and be made. And this is, as I said, really the marker of the Tosis in Ksuba Stav Chaf Aleph, where it talks about Eid V'dayin V'tstarfin. So Tosis points out, Mashma Dafilu Shtam Mekuyim Chayshinan Shem Aziyeh V'chassim Es Hadayanim. So the Dayan will have to come and certify, or someone who knows that Dayan signature, I suppose the same way with Eidim, it can be them or someone else who recognizes it. You'll have to have a certification to make sure that this is, in fact, the Dayan signature. Says that Chen B'Shlomo, and this is Gepaskin Shulchan Aruch, that Shtam Mekuyim needs Kiyum Adayanim. Says the Chen B'Shlomo, Im Kein, Mai Mahani HaKiyum. Kiyum the Enidim Tzulikayim, you're back to square one. In other words, we're talking about a case of Medina Sayyam Teret Yisrael, so there's no traffic, people in Eretz Yisrael are not going to know the chasimus of people in Medina Sayyam. So the same way, when you have a get Sheinu Mekuyim, you're going to have a problem for Rava that you need to Metaken B'Fanai, because otherwise there's going to be a situation that you're not going to have Kiyum later on. So we want to have the Funai be in lieu of the Kiyum that you won't be able to get later on. So we have the same issue with the Shtam Mekuyim, because Shtam Mekuyim also needs Kiyum. The Achshav HaKorchim Mekayim HaKiyum. Obviously now we're not doing that. Dim Kein HaValei LaMeim HaShem Mekayim HaEdim. That Tosis would say that the Edom and Mekayim, the signatures. Akarcha Tosis Nakil Musa Dilot Tzarech Achshav Kum. You know, Tosis means it's all finished. Kein Mai Mahani Kim Hadayanin. If that could also be subject to Ziv. This is his question. So he has something that he thinks is a Dochik. What does he say? Maybe like this. You have to say it as follows. As Tosis Kavana would mean, Tzarech Litcha Kavana Sam Dinaf Gemina Hecha the Omer Shliach, the Funai Nichtav Hakim. He's saying he's taking care of that. What is he not taking care of? The Kiyum of the Edom of the Shtar. But on the Dayanim, that he saw. So that he does say. The Funai, I saw the Kiyum. What doesn't he, what didn't he see and what can't he say? Av She'eno Omer, the Funai Chasmu Edom. So now, Afilachi Mahani LaRava, below Rava. So Rava still stuck because Lamai said you need to deal with the Shema. According to Rava, so the issue of the potential problem with the Chasim Sadayanim is solved because the Shliach will attest. The Fanai Nase Akim of the Beis Din. I saw the Dayanim sign. But he didn't see the Eidim sign. And that's the Shtar Mekuyim is talking about. Obviously, far from simple, the Tosis made a case like that. Tosis Masbid, no one said anything. Not that there's a Befanai on the Kiyum of the Beis. So this is what he asks. So I want to think about this a little bit more carefully. What's the root of this issue, and how could we maybe approach this in an interesting way? What's the?
Can I just make maybe another simple point? Yeah. Or a simple answer maybe. Edom could be anybody, but a Beis Din maybe. They're aware of the...
You mean there's more... Even with a little traffic, there's more possibilities. But then you're creating an assumption that you have to put into the words of Tosis without any real basis, except because otherwise it's a kasha and Tosis. It's like, you know, the truth is that, let's mention the Ramah. Like, the truth is that the very point that he quotes Choshen Mishpat Memvav. Let's talk about get. So this very issue comes up in halacha, right? That's what I gave you to look at. I didn't give you the Chumash Shlomo, but I gave you the Ramah. So what is the Ramah? Do I have it here? Let me see. Yeah, okay. You share? Okay. The Ramah in Kuf Mem Beis, at the very, very end, brings this very case. Yesh Omrim, Dimhevi Ashriach HaGet Mikuyim B'chosma. Right? Shriach brings a get that has kiyum. So this is that situation that we talked about, that you don't really know if the Dayanim's signature is authentic. So you have a kiyum that doesn't have a kiyum on it. Yesh omrim, right? Mikol makom, b'makom tchak v'igun, yesh lahakel v'lismoch alav. You can rely on that, even though the shkiach abishalom ha-shkiach b'fayin nechtam b'fayin nechtam. We know that really with the Raisa, you don't need Kiyum at all. And here you have Kiyum, but you don't have the Kiyum on the Kiyum. Okay, let it be. B'makom igun. Sounds from the Ramah that this is not exactly something we would want to do with Chatchila. It would be a Shasat Chak situation, we'll let it go. The truth is, I never had a chance to be mine directly, but in the Beis Yosef that he says it's coming from, B'Shem Tashbetz, I think, you have to maybe look it up for me or see for yourself, that it could be he would even be saying this all the time. Knows the Malkum Igun means this is always what it is. Get is Igun. No, if that were true, then maybe we have a thought for Tosis. Maybe Tosis would be assuming, even though it's a, right away an assumption, that we can always... By get, we can always say we're not going to be matzvich this extra level kiyum. It's only in choshen mishpat and mamonis, but not by get. But certainly the Ramah is not saying that. The Ramah is saying, whether Beis Yosef, B'Shem Tashbetz was saying that, fine, and maybe Tosis would hold that way. The Ramah is saying that normally we wouldn't rely on it. But Tosis by us seems to be saying it's fine. Why is the question? Why should that be? Why is it different than what we know in general? Let's step back for a minute. Let's just ask ourselves more carefully. What really is the root of the question? What is generally the principle when it comes to a shtash in Rukim? Leave out now a kiyum that doesn't have kiyum. A regular shtash in Rukim. What's the principle? So the Baal could be, or the Baal Dover could be Ma'arer and say it's Mitzuyev. And what if the Baal is not here? So everyone knows already, still in their sleep, right? What do you know about this? Taninan Mizuyev, and Tosis proved it several times already. And so on and so forth. That we do Tanina. Without a Taina, in other words, without a Taina that supply Tosis is assuming that you would require Kiyum, but a Taina would be offered by the Baldover, or if the Baldover is not here, on his behalf. And yet, Tamid get Eretz Yisrael, Ein Tzach Shiyoma. What happened to Tanina? First line of Tosis. What's the answer? Mishumiguna. Okay, so now, what's really the kasha of the Chemesh Shlomo? So what's the kasha of Chemesh Shlomo? Maisa, we're not going to say Tanina by get, right? So you have a get Mikuyim that doesn't have a kiyum on it. We don't offer Taninan, Nakamiguna. But the answer is this get came from where? Medina Sayyam. Just think with me. What's the kash? So what's he asking? Tosis is assuming of Rava that get Nikuyam doesn't need what? Doesn't need the Shirzi Bifana. What's the Chemesh Shlomo asking? But since the halacha is in Choshen Mishpat, that even when you have a shtar mekuyim, you need to do kiyum on that in the form of if the baldavu say I say it's mizuyif, or if there'll be a taninan by mamon, so you'll have to do a kiyum on the dayan. Right? If that's true in general by mamonis, then what's the problem over here? What's sitting? What doesn't sit well with us over here? What's his kasha tosis? Then what should be required over here? Bifana. Why should it be bifana? Because, tell me, why should it be bifana, Quinta Rabba?
It takes place in the second.
You're skipping three steps. Why should you say bifana, Ben Sion?
Because without it,
why should we say bifana? Why should we make a takana bifana, even Quinta Rabba? Because what could happen? What could happen? Because now you skip two steps. What could happen? The Baal. Okay, good. So the Baal will come at some point and be ma'arer. And what will be his taina? What will be his ma'arer? What will he be ma'arer on? On the kiyum itself. Just taking you by the hand. What is his at? What is really his kash? You're telling me that according to Rava, a shliach being is getting a kuyum, he doesn't have to say b'fanai. Eslechem v'shlomo, since there's a halacha, that a shtar she'enim a kuyum requires kiyum if the Baal Dabur says it's mezuyah, or if he's not there, we'll say it for him. Therefore, plug it in over here. We don't have tanina, right? Because by get, mishmigun, we don't. But the point is, we have a takana b'fanai that instituted, according to Rava, because what will be when the Baal be ma'arer? And then we have to, and we're going to have Aiden to Mekayim to neutralize the Baal. So we should require that we have the Fanai said by the Shliach, even by his bringing a Get Mekuyim, because what could happen? The Baal might be Ma'ar on what? On the Kiyum. So in effect, he's asking, in other words, Umashal, if the Shliach brings a document, a Maisa Beis Din, from Medina Sayyam, that maybe the person could be ma'aron and says mitzvah. We should have the metakin b'fanai to preempt that error on the ma'aser beis din, right? On the key. Suppose the Baal is going to come and say the following: I think the get is mitzvah. So we say, listen here, the get has a kiyum. Says, I don't know about the kiyum. I know the get's mitzvah. Would we have to be mekayim the chasimas hadayanim? Correct, Yosef. Why not? Because in order to challenge, to neutralize the Baal, there has to be a tainas bari on what he says in the Zuyif. If he'll say, I know that is not Ruven Hadayim's signature, okay, that's a tainas bari that the dayanim's signature is Mizuyif. Then you need to counter that with kiyum on the dayanim's signature. But if the Baal's ear is on the get, and then you tell me, yeah, but he had to get Mekuyim. We have a signature, we have the Yadim signing that the Adam signature was checked out. So he says, listen, I don't know what to tell you, but I'm telling you the get's Mezuyah. So we tell him, sorry, you lose. Right? Because the get itself has Kiyum. Right? With me? That's the case. I think we have what to say in response to the Kasha here. Because in effect, what the B'chem Hashem wanted us to do is to assume that we could metakein that the Shliach says b'fanai for the possibility of the Baal be ma'arer on the kiyum. Who says that that was ever part of any takana of b'fanai? The takana b'fanai was that the Baal might very well be ma'arer on the get, that the get is mizuyah. And that's something he could very well have reason to argue is the case, because you know he's more likely to know if those signatures are false and fake, he'll know. The issue of the Dayanim signature, he doesn't hang around Beis Din. He doesn't know how Reuven Dayan signs his name. If he'll come and he'll say, I know that the Dayanim signature is Mizuyah, by all means, you'll have to challenge, you have to come back and to bring Eidim to Mekayim, the signatures of Dayanim. But what we're saying here is, let's be metaking. Let's assume that there should be a halacha for Rava, that we should have to have the Shliach say b'fanai to offset, to preempt an ir habal on what? On the kiyum. Not on the Edom. Because on the Edom, we've solved it. If he's going to be ma'ar on the Edom, what's the response to that? We have kiyum. So that's taken care of. What we're asking on Tosis is that we should expect there to be halacha b'fanai because of an ir habal on the Dayanim, on the Hendrik. Who says that ever went into the Takana b'fanai? So there won't be Edim Mitzvah L'Kaimo. And maybe we have to figure out a solution if he comes and he says it's ziyuf on the dayanim. Good, in a chinami. There'll be a dilemma. But the kasha, at least for Tosis, is again, it's not going to fit with the Ramah. Ramah sounds like b'derech klal, you wouldn't want to let such a get go by without it, right? But for Tosis, I think the mahalach would be very simple. That if you ever get in a kuyim, there's no halacha for Rava to say b'fanai, because the takanas b'fanai was only keneged an ira haval on the get, not on the ma'aseh beizdin of the get, on the hempik of the get. That's a different ira, and who says that for that they will be takin b'fanai? What would happen if the Baal comes later and says, "I can tell you that the hempik, the chasimas hadayat was false"? We'll have to do kiyum. If this is correct, we could take it a step further and even challenge or disagree, you might say, with the actual suggested terrors of the Chen Shlomo. Because how did he want to say bedochik, pshat and tosis? How did he want to learn tosis? That the tosis meant what kind of a case? That the Shriach said, what did he say? I certify what? The Kiyah. That means he's assuming Kedav HaPashut, that if the Shriach would say b'fanai, not on the get, but on the Henpik, on the kiyum of the get, that would count. Who says? The same way I'm suggesting that there's no takanas b'fanai on the potential ira bal on something other than the get itself, on the kiyum of the get. So, the same way, there's no nemanas granted to a edus of the shliach of b'fanai on something other than the get itself. So who says he'll even be neman? You have to get related. L'mashal, you'll ask me, but wait a second, we know in Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to say b'fanai, right? But what happens if the Shriach says b'fanai? So the Gemara Davav says, i'av l'sahanis. So what about that? The answer is, it works on a get. You didn't have to say it, but b'fanai on a get works. So here you have to say it, here you don't have to say it, but there's an amanus of b'fanai on a get. What we're saying here is, could there be an amanus given to the Shriach to say b'fanai on Chasimas Adayanim? If there was never a takana for keneged ira baal on the chasimah, maybe there's no nemanas granted of the fanai on that. So again, so pshat and tosis would be very simple. Get mekuyim ika beinayu? Yeah. Because according to Rava, there's no need to say the fanai. Because the takana's b'fanai was only to preempt an ira baal on the get. And that is solved through the kiyum. That which the baal could be ma'ar on the kiyum itself, that was never part of Chacham's considerations. Maybe it's very unlikely that he'll come in and talk about that. That's something he was likely to know about. Kach al kach, whatever it is, that's not what the Takana said. Takana said, we want to preempt the ira habal on the get. That is solved. We have kiyum. What would be if the Baal's ma'ar on the ziyuf? We have to figure out. He's assuming the Chacham Shalom that the b'fanai would work neged that as well. Maybe even it wouldn't. You'd have to have Edom. We don't have Edom. Fafalit. I don't know. But meanwhile, get mekuyim ika beinayu. This is what could be pshat and tosis. Obviously, there's a machokis on this. Who disagrees? Who would seem to disagree with all of this? As Chavishoch, of course, but really, who else? In the case itself, the Ramah. The Ramah brought the halacha that Shriach brings get mekuyim sounds like a normal situation, but you should not allow such a thing. And you should allow b'fanai, and it should be naman b'fanai. I'm thinking that's a tosis. Questions. Two people questions. I think Shlomo from before, maybe, yeah?
Yeah,
the Ramah just says one thing. A Shriach brings a get mekuyim. Still, the Makom Igun, we can rely on the Shriach bring the get and not making it happen, say, before Nebech Vaynach. So we see from the Ramah that under normal circumstances, not extenuating circumstances, we would not be happy with the Shriach bringing a get and not saying before Nebech. And our Tosis seems to say that again, Mekuyim, Ika Beinayu, means that there's no need to say the Fanai. So that Ramah is very much supporting the premise of the Kasha of the Chen Shlomo. Why would it be normally not good enough for the Shriach to bring the get without saying the Fanai if it's again Mekuyim? Because of the fact that again, Mekuyim also might not be authentic, because the Kiyum could be a problem. So you need to authenticate the Dayanim signature. That seems to be the Chen Shlomo's premise, and that was his question on Tosis. So he gives the Teretz, a Tosis man, a strange case. that the shliach was attesting in Befanai to the Dayanim, but not to the Edim. Which doesn't sound like Tosfos was speaking about such a case. What we're trying to say, again, it's an interesting angle, is that the issue of Befanai was to be able to preempt Ir Habal on the get. And that's where they were attacking it, that's where it helps. And that you have in the Kiyum of the get. The only thing is, you want him to say Befanai because he should preempt the ear of the Baal on the Kiyum itself. That's a different type of ear. That's an ear on the Meiser Beisdin. That never was what the Chachamim were discussing in the Takana. He could come and he'll say it, and then we'll have to figure out a way to be Mekayim to get. But that's not, Befanai Nechem Menachem was a Takana connected ear about in the ear on the get, not on something which is meta, you know, on top of that. Therefore, Tosis could simply say that according to Rava, there's no need to say Befanai. Yes?
Why are we assuming that when they be
Well, it could say that, and the Shlomo probably agrees with you, but trying to understand Pshat and Tosis. Tosis is difficult, right? The Maisa Tosis takes for granted, you know, unless you see some kind of strange case that Tosis is talking about, that he says that the Shliach was made on the Dayanim, but not on the Get. If you don't say that, you have a Mefurish Tosis that Get Mekuyim Kafi Rava doesn't need Takaras Befanai. What happened to all these halachas that a get mekuyim should also need? Unless you say that Mishumiguna Tosis knew all that. That Mishumiguna is a halacha that in a situation like this, you don't need any kiyum. Lamaisa, again, if you want to try more of a, without a fancy, the Gra seems to connect this din with the Tosis Iksubis that Prusbo Hikilu. That's the Tosis I mentioned at the end of the show yesterday. The Tosus and Ksubas, it's a mistake in the Gra, at least on your page, and maybe the new editions it's fixed. It says Ksubas Kuf Aleph Amid Aleph. It's not. It's Daf what? Chaf Aleph. That's the Tosus that he's quoting. Chaf Aleph. So it's not usual to find in a Pira Gra, but anyway, it's a mistake in the Tfus here. So Tosus says, B'shem Yusham, the Pruzbo Hikilu Gamkin Bazeh. So the Gra took this to mean that it's a special Kula that we don't always require Kiyum on the Kiyum. Like Tosus is Pruzbo, so to get. Umaisa, the Ramaz Mashba, only certain extenuating cases of get, not always. Could be the Tashbates meant in general. If you want to say that, then Tosis could have just meant, and this could be the other way to learn Tosis, Tosis just understood that this halacha of that you have to authenticate the signatures of the Dayanim doesn't apply by get. The same way by Prisma, you don't need a Kiyam on the Kiyam, you don't need, but Tosis doesn't say anything explicitly about that. You have to assume that in Tosis. The way we're saying it, you don't have to say, you know, you have to say Chiddush per itself, but you don't have to put Tosis just took it for granted. That's not the Befanai. The Befanai's Takana was to preempt an Ira Baal on the get. That's the normal type of Ira. This Ira is atypical. An Ira on the Chasimas, on the Dayanim's Chasimas. No, that wasn't where the Chamim went with the Takana. If we'll say it, then we'll have to deal with it. But the Takanas Befanai was not said legabe and Ir Habal on the Henpik. Okay, clear? Yeah, good. Okay, Ari.
If you go with that Derech of the Gra, it's going to be different than the Hav we just explained, because even if the Baal can never be Mar on the Kim at all, he won't be trusted.
It doesn't say that in the Gra.
What would the Gra say if the Baal actually comes and is Mar on the Kim?
I don't know. Maybe yes. Maybe Hikilu just means not to have to do anything now.
Wouldn't it come out the same as if that was just Cheshvan then? Like,
yeah, but the question is how you get there. In other words, Tosis has an assumption. Why does he make this assumption? What happened to the need for Kiyum on the Kiyum that Tosis himself in Ksubis assumes is required? That's the question. How do you answer it is, you know, maybe the Gra, maybe what we're saying. Okay, next Tosis. Asua Beitrei. This is an Indian also. It's going to take us a lot of focus and attention. A lot of points here. Rashi, Tosis Om Pshat. Nafkamina number one, Rab and Rava. Asua Beitrei. Two people bring the get. For Rabba, they still need to say the Befanai. For Rava, they don't. Explains Rashi, Pirsha Quintus. Lemanda Amar, Fishin Eden Sunga Kaimo, Elu Yikaimuhu. Interesting how Tosis puts words in Rashi, so to speak. I mean, those two words start noticing already, right? Don't appear in Rashi. Egu yikaimu, which is right, gives us a little bit of an inkling that Tosis took Rashi a certain way, which, as we look more carefully, maybe it wasn't exactly that. Egu yikaimu. Okay. Tosfos says, according to Rashi, the idea being that we have Eidei Kiyum, because you have two people as Shluchim. Tosfos asks two kashas on Rashi. The kasha number one, the Atu Bekipa Tolu Lahu Sheyu Mizumanim Lekaimo Kishiyavo Habal V'Yare. Atu Bekipa, though, that's an expression that's based on the Gemara and Sota that the Mefarshim in the back explain the origin of it. People sometimes have other pshatim. I don't know if there's any mucker for that. People say it means like a jail, because it's kippa. Maybe someone has learned that way. I haven't seen that pshat in print. What I did see is the Maram and the Marshal. Kippa is a hat. It's an expression, and the Gemara has it in Sota, so it means she wears a hat, and wherever she goes with her hat, she's got it in her hat, she can always pull the Edom out of her hat, so to speak, right? It's right there, available. The expression is an expression. The other pshat that the Maram brings is that it means a shoulder. It means like, you know, you wherever you go, that's where it goes with you. So she needs Edim, Fakim, she got a hat on, she'd be able to pull the Edim out from that, or she's got her shoulder. Like people say, are they in jail? Are you keeping the prisoner? It's a nice idea. I don't know if it's really pshat in the words kippa. Unless, again, maybe some of the other achronim say such. I didn't see it inside. But either way, the point is clear. Tosfos is asking, Atu Bekipa Tolu, in other words, how do you know that the Edim are going to be available at, you know, at a whim, that when they need, the time is going to come, they'll have disappeared. They're not going to be available. How can you know that there's going to be Kiyum? That's kasha number one. Kasha number two, so that's obviously a strong kasha. We have to know how Rashi will address, right? How do we know that there's going to be Kiyum when you need Kiyum? Like, because right now they brought them, there's no Ira Baal yet. You need to have the kiyum when the baal is going to be ma'ara. So that's one question. We understand that kasha. Kasha number two. The lamali asiyu beitrei shavim shnayim in ashuk shemakirin chasim asa'edim. Says that the two of them are shluchim. You just need that there are two people there in the market in the city where the Beit Hamikdash is bought, that happen to have the knowledge. Maybe they used to live in that old location, the Bin Sayyam, you know, their old former residence. So they know Chasima Sa'edim. And the middle, you have your Eidim Lekaima. What does that do with a Siyua Beitre? What do you need that the two of them are Shluchim? Now, Kasha number two, we already saw Rashi relate to a similar type of question. As soon as we had the Gemara, we had, right away, a chance to look at a Rashi in the second parak, where Rashi highlights his Gemara in explaining that Gemara. Right? And Rashi raises a similar question, right? Everyone remember this, right? The Gemara talks about Shnayim Sheviel Get, and we'll notice as well that Rashi says there and here, which again shows us how Rashi is drawing a direct line between our Gemara and that Gemara. The Gemara talks about the Gez Yotzi Midachas Yedei Shneim, which is Mamish Asiyu Beitrei. They are the ones being the get. Not only that, but Rashi assumes here and there that what? That the get, not just that they're shluchim, but that literally they are holding on to the get. And that is what the Gemara says is the sheet of Shneim Sheviel Get Ein Tzvichim Sheyom Pnei Nech Menechta. And Rashi explains the time of Mishum, third line on Amid Beis, Tazan Amid Beis, Mishum Ein Eidem Mitzvichim Lekaimo V'harei Eidem Mitzvichim Lekaimo. Right? That is the words. Asks Rashi, so why do you need dafka this special case of Shnayim Sheviel Get, and they're both Shluchim, the Ikasha, cave on the soaps of Shnayim Heim, you have your two, Mali Shnayim Shluchim, Mali Echon, Hare Eidem Mitzvim Lekayim. So this kasha, Rashi, is somewhat similar to Tosa's second kasha. Everyone, Mistam on your own, you remember that, right? How many remember this when you went to Tosa's? Right?
You did.
Yes, did. You count as one. You count as one. Yes, Shnayim. Okay, yeah. Okay. This is Pasha. Rashi already was bothered by that point in a slightly different way, formulation. Rashi says, why didn't Shnayim Shuluchim? Tosa said Shnayim and Ashuk. We'll see that more, the nuances about Tosa, Shnayim and Ashuk. Rashi says, even if it's not Shneim Shuchim, one could be a companion. He happens to be there. That Rashi gives a teretz. What's Rashi's teretz? Lo pug rabbanan bein ba im chaburas anashim leba yechid. There's a look, look. The Chachamim made a takana that the Shliach say b'fanai because of the possibility of ein edim suni l'kaima. L'maisa, this case, the Chaburas Hanashim came along with the one Shliach, and you're going to have edim suni l'kaima. But go pluk. People notice. This is so different than a normal case. Okay, so there are a lot of people around. That doesn't stand out. When does a case stand out in a unique way and it's unusual? What's the unusual case that we don't have to apply the low-plug rule to? What's the unusual case? Shneim Shluchim. That's atypical. But yeah, the fact is, low-plug rule, ben baim chabresana, you come with a group, or by yechidi, they ain't mavchin or bodik be'er. People don't notice. So you're going to say, oh, that case is different. Well, you don't really know that to make a difference, and then it's going to be a problem. The low mukham milsa. The basu achshir is there, yachshir is there. In other words, people are not going to know because it happened to be, oh, you know what, he didn't have to say the fun night because he happened to have, 10 people with him, a group. I mean, so we know the difference. We know logically that you wouldn't have had to say the fun night, but people won't know the difference. Next time one person will come without a group, they won't know to say the fun. So therefore, you can't allow for there to be differentiations between a case where he's by himself or he's with other people. However, so that doesn't have to fit the low plug. That, by definition, it's a case that's an outlier case. It's unusual, it's different, and therefore it stands out. And that type of situation, we can allow there to be a difference in halacha, and there's no need for bifan. So the Rashi had given us a mahalach in terms of answering kasha number two. These are the two kashas that Tosis asks. Now, l'maisa, there's more kashas. I gave you the Tosis of Rashi, it's also the Piskei Rashi as well. Here's the third kashi piles on, and then the fourth kashi from the Gemara Daf Hey, which we'll have to get to afterwards. But kashi number three on Rashi. Again, you can get the Tosis of Rashi, it's also in the back of the Piskei Rashi. Okay, let's get Tosis of Rashi. Pirish Rashi, Uman Dam, Piyam Zim Kaimu, Eli Kaimu, same Rashi as Tosis. The kashi Atta Bekipa Tali Luhu, kashi number one. But old. What's the third kasha? Asyuhu mashma afiu ein makirin. Asyuhu mashma afiu ein makirin. Doesn't say in the words that the Edim that are bringing this get are people who happen to know the chasimos on the get. Sounds like it doesn't matter. It doesn't, even the Emma here, it doesn't matter. Oh, so this is the third kasha, the pylon. Very strong kasha. So how can we begin to, we have a little bit of a mahalach answer in kasha number two. Rashi himself addressed the issue. He says, "Lo pluk." So this is why only has a shneim shevi. But the first kash of Tosis, "Ata b'kibar talo there." How do you know they're going to be available? That remains still a difficulty. And then the third kasha, Tosis Rash, doesn't sound like they're makir the chasimas. And even in Rashi, again, Rashi later doesn't say a word about that they even have knowledge of the chasimas. Rashi doesn't even acknowledge the fact that and they know the chasimos. Also odd, right? So, I guess first I'd be magnum. We had the Chumash Shlomo earlier in Shir, so I happen to see the next piece. He actually has a suggestion, but that's Rashi, that maybe we can consider. He says, more than this, but just at least on some of these kashas, he says, well, maybe it's as simple as the following. The point of the takana was the Baal might be Ma'ar. If the Baal knows that the Shliach, that the get was sent with to Eden, and they might very well be mekayim the chasimos when there'll be an error. Now, maybe they'll be available, maybe they won't, but they might be. And maybe they know the chasimos, maybe they don't, but maybe they do. So all of that serves as a deterrent for who? For the Baal to do what? So that's what he wants to say in Aisvara. In other words, you don't have to know that they know the chasimos. You don't have to know that they'll be available to mekayim it. As long as a possibility is there, it serves the purpose of deterring the Baal from being ma'arer, and merely there's no takana b'fanei. The takana b'fanei was because Shema Yavabal v'ya'arer, and there won't be a mitzvah mekayimo. But in this case, since the possibility is a reasonable possibility that there'll be kiyum, so maybe that deters the Baal. That's what the Chen Shlomo thinks maybe we could say. That's more like a Barabbatish way of looking at it. Maybe, again, nothing wrong with that, Chas v'shalom, but just in terms of, you know, what I'm going to contrast it to. Like, Reb Nochum has another way to read Rashi, which I think you would recognize as more of a, you know, more of a conceptual lumbish approach. So I'm not saying one is better than the other, just giving you, you know, we'll see where we go with it. Maybe it will have other implications. But just in terms of being miyashiv the kashis, right? Okay. So Reb Nochum wanted to say interesting word in Rashi. Again, there's another kasha coming up that we'll have to deal with, and that's Daf Hey. That's going to be after we see Tosis Pshat. And then Daf Hey, we have to see how Rashi deals with that. But now, in terms of Rashi, what we see in Rashi. Rashi understood that the Inyan Asiyu Beitrei is the Gemara Daf Tezayin. And Rashi emphasizes the fact that you can't apply this to a case where a lot of people come with the Shliach, because that's arbitrary. That's not distinctive in the manner of the bringing of the get. And therefore, the takana would be a low flick. But if the get was brought with two shluchim who are holding on to the get, that's a unique, unusual case, and the reason doesn't apply, and that's why we can waive the requirement of refunding. But what about the two questions? The question that Tosis begins with, that how do you know that they're going to be available? And the question that the Rush adds on, it doesn't even sound like they know the chasimos. And Rashi himself doesn't say a word about that they know the chasimos. So he said a simple idea, again, conceptually first. We are assuming that the pshat according to Rashi is, we're brainwashed, not get word to say, but you know, the words of Tosa says in Rashi, Elu yikaimuhu. What does that sound like? Certainty, right? Elu yikaimuhu. Rashi never meant we know that they'd be available. Rashi never said Elu yikaimuhu. The best you can get at Rashi is that it's called Harei Idim Mitzvim L'Kaimu. What does muchly mean? Muchly means that it's going to be 80% or more, 70% or more. Or muchly means for the standards of what we're looking for the Takana, we see a Mahalach. We see a light at the end of the tunnel. We see possibilities that exist in the abstract, but could materialize in the real world. That's all we need for us to say, except for Lopug, might be a different point, that a case, as long as we see in terms of how things are playing out, that there could be a mahalach, that there'll be a way that the Baal's error could be neutralized. That is enough that there's no takana. In other words, the takana of Rava, of the finding out about Nachtam, was when we don't see any way that there's going to be a kiyum from the Baal's Ma'ar. In a simple situation, we don't see that mahalach. We just see a shliach coming. He's only one. We don't know what's going to be. The Baal's Ma'ar ain't Eidim and Singla Kaima because there's no traffic. Once you can establish within the case, built into the case, that there is a path forward, that when the Baal's Ma'arer, there'll be an efsharut, right? A possibility that there'll be kiyum. Lotik. It comes out according to Rashi. Do we need to know that they're going to be around? No. More than that, do we even need to know that these people are familiar with the chasimos? The answer is no. As long as it's conceivable that they'll be kiyum, because it's conceivable that these shuluchim know the chasimos. They're coming from that location. They come from Dinas Hayam. Possible. And it's possible that they'll be available. So the point is, as long as you can map out a way that you can imagine that they could be, that is the standard. It's a lower standard. Notice, Rashi never said, Har, Eilu Yikaimu. So the way to circumvent Tosfos, again, Chachamim Shlomo thought it all has to do with the psychology of the Baal not being Ma'arer, and he doesn't know if they know the Chasimus. We're not saying like that. We're saying, plain and simple, in terms of the definition of the Takana, once we can see that there's going to be a possibility, then we can just allow ourselves to waive the Takana, because it's only when there isn't, we don't see the Mahalach, we don't see a way that it can happen, that's when the Takana was made. So Rashi had a kasha. Second. Rashi had a kasha. So why only if what? If two shulchim and they're holding on, why not every situation where there's a group of people coming? So again, the same point. Then there's already, we have a mahalach. There'll be possible kiyum. Says Rashi, yeah, but that's arbitrary. That's not built into the case. You wouldn't know the difference here. Chabur Sanashim, Hizgav Yechidi, it's a low plug. The takana was only waived to the extent that you can say this case is exceptional, this case is unusual, it's a hava of two. So I see within the definition of the case a path. Not that I know with certainty it's going to be that way, not that I know there's going to be kiyum in the Baal's Ma'ar, but I can imagine, I can see that a possibility forward that there'll be kiyum. So that's the case that the Chum did not have to extend the lopuk, because it stands out by itself as an unusual case. So according to Rashi, the vort is that you never had the takana made if built into the case is an unusual situation that we can imagine that there could be kiyum later on. Okay, I think Daniel first, and then Yehuda, yeah?
What if you know that the balls that the eight are going to leave right away? Like you know
that. Again, I don't know how much you're going to start differentiating between this case, I know they're leaving. I don't know. I can't really answer. I don't know. You know, that's a detail. But I'm just giving you a mahalach for Rashi. In other words, because the silence of Rashi itself is revealing. What do I mean? What didn't Rashi say? Anywhere. What? That they know the chasimos? This is the goddess of Anachm in the Medayik and Rashi. You know, if Rashi doesn't say something, it means that you don't need it. Like Rashi, he never said a word. They know the chasimos. By contrast, where's Tosis coming from in his take on Rashi? Where does Tosis fit into this? Tosis took Rashi and couldn't imagine what we said here is endless. It just sounds so strange, right? When it just Afsharut itself, it's off the beaten path, right? Like, what did Rashi mean? So how did Tosis take Rashi? That Rashi meant that I have my Edom and Sinai Kaimel, I have them here. What do you mean I have them here? When she goes with her hat and her shoulder, they're with her all the time. How could it be? And doesn't say that they know the signatures. I have to have my key. Could even go deeper. Why didn't Tosis say Lo Plug on the second kasha? Why didn't Tosis accept that Rashi's answer? Yehuda, please. I'm sorry. I want to cut you off. Go on.
I was just answering the kasha
of the Tosarosh,
so that's not
the same. The Tosarosh kasha was they're not Mashma Makirin.
Yeah.
Perfect.
They might.
We don't know that they're Makir, so we don't know. But could, maybe they do.
Yeah, but
make it that. I mean, to take the Mios Kasha now, another step. What if you know they're not Makir? You know that, how would I know they're not Makir? I don't know. They could, maybe they know. That's it. You don't need to know that they're Makir. That's the Hovort in Rashi. You just have to know that there's a possibility of Eidem Mitzvah Yilakayimu. Zeh. As long as it doesn't fit the Lo Plug, it stands out as an unusual case, Lo Tikkun.
Because
this is the word. The takana was only if we do not see the possibility in front of us. If you see the possibility, then that's the accept that for that situation. It's only if it's in between means we don't see anything in front of us that could allow for kiyum. Okay, to swear, you have to kind of either let it settle within you, either like it, don't like it. It's a mahalach in Rashi. But what about kasha number two? Tosfos has the kasha that kach elu shnayim min hashuk. Rashi asked the kasha differently. Rashi says, why only one shliach? What about chavur sanashi? Now, there's a few shinuyim here in Tosis. Go. I don't know. And if it's going to help everybody, you can ask.
I just want to really get clarified. If it means, what it means, that there's a possibility.
Possibility means that we can.
And like a short possibility or like.
That's the point. You're asking me to give you the number, the statistical probability.
Like,
it doesn't need to be probable. That's my point. It doesn't have to be likely. That much I'll give you. It does not have to be a strong possibility, a like, but it has to be a possibility. What number beyond, below that is not even called a possibility? I don't know. Muta, you can see Bikamar, muta, soon later. And as long as it's not an ego yekaimuhu, like Tosa says. Rashi never said that. Harim tzilu kaimu. Rashi talks about chaburas anashim, and Rashi gives the answer, lo prok. Tosis talks about shnayim min hashuk. Question number one. Why does Tosis use different language? Why does Tosis talk about shnayim hashuk? They're not even in the caravan with him, right? They're not even in the trip. For all you know, Tosis, they happen to be here. You know that the former residence of these people who made aliyah was in Medina Sayyam, okay? So they're in the shuk. Where is the shuk? Which shuk? The shuk in the place where the destination of the get is, right? And Rashi posed a question differently. How did Rashi pose the question? That he comes with others. And that should be the exception. That's number one. And Rashi gives a teretz. That what? Lopuk. And Tosus didn't imagine such a teretz. Why not? Maybe as follows. Maybe like this. For Rashi, the way we just set it up for Rashi, the idea is that cases like this, Shnaim Sheviyu, Asiyu Beitrei, there was never a takana made of the fire. There was never a takana. They never made a takana for cases where, as we're explaining, the possibility exists that they'll be killed. For Tosis, it was not about that. Oh, Tosis couldn't imagine such an idea. Tosis saw Rashi and understood Rashi to mean that the case of Asiyu Beitrei means, presumably, that they know the chasimos. Although it doesn't state so, but that's what Kasha Tosa Rush, but he assumes they know the chasimos. And the point is that I have my kiyum available. Ask Tosas how you know they're going to still be available, but the point of Tosas, it's certain. I have my kiyum here built in. Does that mean that there was no takana of the fanai? Or does that mean that that's a fulfillment of the takana? That fulfills the takana. You can have the Shkiach saying b'fanai. You can have your Eidim who are there to pull at a moment's notice, drop of a hat. Right? That fulfills the takana. That complies with the takana. Maybe for Tosis, and this is why Tosis can't think in terms of Lopuk, this is what I'm thinking. And that's what Tosis has to talk about, Shtayim and Ashuk. For Rashi, the focus is that a certain type of Havas get is an exception to the rule of the takana. Hamei v'get m'vidin etzayam tzarech sheyomer. Shnayim sheheviu get ain't tzarech sheyomer. Asks Rashi, echad shehevi im chabur asanashim should be a havas get she'ain tzarech lomer. Should be. So Rashi says, yeah, but who's going to know exactly this case versus a case where nobody's with him? So therefore, lo pug, the takana applies across the board, whether it's echad by himself or echad im chabur asanashim. Shnaim Sheviu, that's the case that doesn't have the takana. But it's about the takana was not said. So Rashi had to speak about Chaburas Anashim, because for Rashi, Shnaim Nashuk is not going to be relevant for Rashi. Because the word is that they were not mitaking for a certain case. Shnaim Nashuk, that doesn't make it's only certain types of Havas get that require Bifanai. So Shnaim Nashuk has nothing to do with the Havas get. It's people who never went from Medina Sayyam. They're living in here for the last 20 years, but they remember all the people who ever lived, or they do statistics on everyone's chasimos in the other place, whatever it is, the makir. But it's nothing to do with Rashi asking the kasha. For Rashi, it's about when they were mitaking, when they were not mitaking. So Rashi has to talk about chaburas anashin, and Rashi says, yeah, but that's still lopluk. Tosis doesn't speak about lopluk. And Tosis speaks about Shnayim and Ashuk, because for Tosis, it's about bottom line. I have the equivalent of Bifanai. I can have a Bifanai, or I could have my Eidim who are with me all the time, who ready and available to ward off the Re'ir Baal, and that's the equivalent of the Bifanai. My Bifanai could be the Shliach, or it could be the Eidim that I know. I can text them in a second, and they're there, right? So that's the same thing. So Tosus asks, and Rashi, so The kasha is, right? So shnayim nashuk. Shnayim nashuk. I have my edim. I have my edim ready. What does it have to be? Afyu betray. But Tosa's kasha wasn't chaburas anashim. Rashi's chaburas anashim is because Rashi was focusing on the takana not being made in a certain type of situation of a mevi get. So it can be mevi get levad, mevi get chaburas anashim. So Rashi has to tell you, lo pug. Tosa is no lo pug. Lo pug is the takana doesn't have exceptions. But if I fulfill the takana, that's not lo pug. So Tosis doesn't have the teretz of Rashi. Tosis kasha was, I have fulfilled the takana. Even shnayim sheviu, I have my edim. Here we are. Shnayim lashuk, your harei atem edim when the Baal comes. That's my fulfillment of the takana. So Tosis didn't have Rashi's answer because Tosis understood Rashi very differently. Tosis understood Rashi's elu yikaimuhu. So the elu can be shnayim sheviu or equally can be shnayim lashuk. What are you going to say? Lo plug. I'm lo plug. I fulfilled the takana. It's not the takana wasn't made. I fulfilled the takana. I have my kiyum. So I could have the fulfillment of the fun. I threw my even who are waiting here to do what they're going to do. They're at my beck and call. So Petosis, it's a whole different picture within his take on Rashi. And it could be, this is just an interesting icing on the cake, you know, just because at least in this Nakuda, in Tosis versus Rashi, why couldn't Rashi imagine that the pshat is like Tosis, that it's a fulfillment of the takana? I'm just going to say very quickly, if you want, we can hop afterwards or we can talk tomorrow, whatever. But maybe, if you go back to the first shiur even, we had an idea that we medayik from the Ran and really Rashi as well, Daf Hema Beis, that the takanas b'fanai didn't just say, Shliach has to say b'fanai, but it also creates with it a basis to be choshesh, that there's a problem in the get. In other words, we ourselves wouldn't be choshesh, but the takana brought with it the basis to be choshesh, and then the solving of it through the b'fana. In other words, the takana of the b'fana creates now reason to be choshesh. That's why even if you don't hold like Rav Meir, who says Mishan Nabea is Havlad Mamzer, but if you're not going to say b'fana later on, you'll still have a problem for the chachamim. Because maybe the get's mizli, if once there's a takana b'fana. That idea can only make sense, cannot make sense in Tosis formulation that we fulfill b'fanai with two edim that know the chasimos. In other words, that doesn't b'fanai brings with it a basis to be choshesh, and b'fanai solves it. So to have people available when doesn't take away achshash. So if the takan b'fanai brought achshash, you need to have the b'fanai stated to remove it. To say that we fulfill b'fanai because we have edim waiting. But if the chashash is now created, then you haven't solved the chashash. You haven't taken care of it. They haven't said anything yet. They're only available. But if the funai is just that alone, so then, okay, so you could have the funai stated by the shliach, or you can have the two edim waiting to happen whenever the time will come. But again, Rashi, either way, that's icing on the cake. According to Rashi, the mahalach is that there was no takana, therefore it's a low pug in some cases, and the case of the exceptional case is different. Tosis take on Rashi was a very different idea. Eli Kaimu. We still have to now deal with Tosis Pshat, and then the end of the Tosis that's coming up.